I see you moving and grooving. This is Kingdom of Nod here on RadioValencia.fm. I'm the Jazz Naz. Happy birthday to John Burke's Dizzy Gillespie. We've been celebrating him in this first half hour, and we concluded there with Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, and Sonny Rollins, their album together, Sunny Side Up, released on Verve Records in 1959 and recorded in 1957. We heard The Eternal Triangle, written by Sonny Stitt. In the middle was the soundtrack for the film The Cool World, written and arranged by the pianist Mel Waldron, featuring Dizzy Gillespie and a quintet, recorded for Philips in 1964, and reissued by Verve Records in 2008. We heard the theme for The Cool World. We began with the album known as An Electrifying Evening with the Dizzy Gillespie Quintet. That was recorded live in New York City at the Museum of Modern Art, recorded and released in 1961 by Verve Records, reissued one of the times it has been reissued in 1999. And we heard A Night in Tunisia. Well, the influence in one way or another of Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet players currently operating in jazz is ingrained, I think. It is deep. We're going to start our next set off with a couple of recordings of a composition by Dizzy Gillespie known as Con Alma, and this is from new releases that have come out in this year of 2022. And we'll start off with one of the most prominent trumpet players, and perhaps slightly unknown, and that is Jason Palmer. His album Con Alma came out on Steeplechase Productions, and it is recorded with a quartet that also includes the drummer Kendrick Scott. Joe Martin is the bass player. Leo Genovese is the pianist and Fender Rhodes player. And we'll hear that version of Dizzy Gillespie's Con Alma from this new date. And then we'll hear the Chicago-based trumpeter Eric Jacobson, and not to be confused with the San Francisco Bay Area trumpet player Eric Jacobson. This one spells his name with a C in Eric, as opposed to a K, and Jacobson is spelled S-O-N as opposed to S-E-N. This with a quintet that includes Jeff Bradfield playing tenor and the pianist Bruce Barth. It is a new release on Origin Records known as Discover, and a second version of Dizzy Gillespie's Con Alma on this brand new recording on Origin by trumpeter Eric Jacobson. We'll also hear, as the music unfolds in our next half hour, new music by trumpeters Brian Lynch, Tito Carrillo, Tom Harrell, and Arturo Sandoval.
Now, Dinesh was a kind of a cat that come on so cool and so groovy and so with it that when he laid it down, ba-bam, it stayed there.
Greetings to my little knotheads. This is Kingdom of Knot here on RadioValencia.fm. I am your own personal jazz Naz. Trumpeter Brian Lynch and his group known as Spheres of Influence, from the latest recording on his own label, Holistic Music Works, Songbook Volume 2, Dance the Way You Want To, which was released in August of this year. We heard Que Sería la Vida from Brian. Heard on trumpet, the first part of this recording is made up of re-recording of original compositions going back to the 1980s and reclaiming them for his own label, Holistic Music Works. And then the second part is made up of radio versions or radio edits of the same pieces, largely. Kemuel Rogue is the pianist on this performance. From the album Discover by the Chicago-based trumpeter Eric Jacobson, we heard a version of Dizzy Gillespie's Con Alma, and this is brand new on Origin Records, and going back a few months is a release by the trumpeter Jason Palmer, his album called Con Alma, written by Dizzy Gillespie, performed with a quartet. This is an album that came out this year on Steeplechase Productions. We'll continue with a few more trumpet players and also some new releases. This is from another Chicago-based trumpeter, Tito Carrillo, and his sextet with an album known as Urban Essence, and this is on the Origin record label as well. Troy Roberts is the saxophonist in the sextet. We'll listen to a piece that is entitled by Tito, Poor Tirico. That's P-O-O-R. T-O, Rico, R-I-C-O. Thank you.
Todos los días se paseaba secamente por el huerto bajo el sol. La hora muerta, piedra muerta, la agonía y las naranjas bajo el sol. La vida iba entre ese muro y las paredes de silencio.